This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, it's 11 to 15 Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, I went with Ford. Best of new inventory. I can go through, and anybody who wants to ask me about the buying experience there, you're gonna get 10 stars from me out of 10. And they're going to treat you the same. Great customer service there. Great product lines. Also, great pre-owned inventory. Lots filled with them, and they go over every vehicle fine-tooth comb. And a terrific service department, routine, difficult. They handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online, sunburymotors.com. Let's do something fun here for a moment. Suit says I'm not a fun person. I talk too much about money. It is an information show, to say that. EA Sports college football game comes out next week. Right?
Correct.
So people are excited about it. Especially the man in the corner office. So my question, open up the phone lines,
9565. Correct.
Yep. 570-743-9565. What's the first game you want to play on it? The first two opponents. A lot of you have been thinking about it. I think we can eliminate Dick from Milton from this conversation. I can't picture Dick being a video guy. Maybe I'm wrong. But for all we know, he's playing Madden 24 right now. But you get the game, which you've been waiting for. You've probably been thinking about what. The first game I'm going to play. You know the first game you're going to play. So what is it? What's the first game you're going to play in that video system when you get your hands on it next week? I think that's a fun question. Because you know the fans have been thinking about this, right?
I was going to say that the rankings and stuff are trickling out. I think Penn State's a 91, which is pretty good out of 100, so they're probably one of the 20 best teams on there. I was a little surprised when they did the top 10 quarterbacks that Drew wasn't on it, just because they seemed the college or the NFL scouts seemed to like him, and that seems to go a little bit in the rankings. The kid at Liberty is actually the number 10 ranked quarterback in the game.
This is the same guy that quarterbacked him last year?
Yes. Where he was really good until they played a real team.
Oregon destroyed him.
Yes.
That's fine.
Wow. I was going to say the three individual Penn State players over 90 are Abdul Carter, Nick Singleton, and the safety, KJ Winston.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, you have Penn State play Texas. If Penn State plays Texas, is Arch Manning your quarterback?
I was going to ask you, did you see he did opt in then finally?
Yeah, he did. And I guess he got a nice number to opt in, which is good. That's fine. I think that there are people that have been aching for this game to come out, and they've been thinking in their heads they're going to open the box, and when they open the box, which two teams are the first two you load up? Do you replay Penn State, Michigan? Do you replay Penn State, Ohio State? Do you put Penn State against USC? Do you put Penn State against Texas? Penn State against Georgia? Anyway. I'm a better play caller than Andy Koltynicki. Look what I did in the game. He does. boy.
Actually, just from watching, the one I was looking forward to playing until Penn State hired Andy Koltynicki was Kansas, because I think we talked a little bit about this when they hired him. Kansas ended up playing a lot of those noon games last year, and that offense he ran at Kansas was fun to watch.
Oh, it was. No, Jack and I watched, because that was the video we watched before Illinois, because at that point, Kansas had been the best opponent Illinois had played. They played them on a Friday night. And two of us watched, and we didn't say too much about Illinois. The two of us kept talking about the Kansas offense. Like, wow. That's some offense, especially considering Kansas has been flatlined for such a long time.
Well, and he did it with, I mean, the Daniels kid is back this year, but, I mean, he's done it with three different quarterbacks. They keep getting beat up at quarterback the last 2 years. Yeah,
Daniels only played three games last year for them.
And, like, the Bean kid that came in last year was, like, the third-string guy 2 years ago and ended up playing, too, I think.
Yeah, and he played well. He played well. Yeah. By the way, when it comes to cold weather sites, have you ever watched an FCS playoff game?
My favorite ones are those 10 o'clock Montana games.
Montana. Okay. Snowing. Cold. I'll watch those games. I'll come back from a basketball game. You know, be a Saturday. Maybe Penn State's playing a Saturday night. Get home around 10. Man, I'll stay up till like midnight, 12:30, watching Montana play some FCS playoff game against, I don't know, pick somebody, the Citadel, Furman. Okay,
who was it? I was gonna say, didn't South Dakota State play a real cold one? I think, and it was even on like a Saturday afternoon at like noon.
Yeah,
and it was one of the Southern 1AA teams that had to go up there too. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah. And the reason they had to go up there is because the higher seed was South Dakota State. Now, North Dakota State's no problem. They're indoors. But, yeah. Yeah, I understand where Clark's coming from. There are logistical aspects to this that they haven't gone through before. This is not like playing a bowl game. And there's space between the end of the regular season or, you know, the end of the conference championship games and the bowl game to sell tickets, and hotels are set up. I mean, when Penn State goes to the Peach Bowl, they're staying in the Marriott Marquis. Penn State goes to the Rose Bowl, they're staying at the JW Marriott. Okay, I got that. This is going to be going to towns where you sit there and say, okay, we're the opposing team. We have to play a game at Penn State. Where do you stay? Because we've never played there before. And you tell them about the Wyndham out there, Bowlesburg. Okay. They can handle everything you want, blah, 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 blah. It's logistical stuff like that. Now, when he's talking about the logistics of it, sure, weather should not play a role in it. It's the weather part that bothers me, not the ticket sales. Like, he should not have included weather. Weather doesn't mean anything in this. Okay? Does not mean anything. Now, he should not have brought that up. Now, hotels? Well, I mean, look, you need a hotel for the college football playoff committee, for the staff, and so forth. You definitely need that. Ticket sales, right? You know, the ticket sales are going to be different. Are you the kind of university that has the kind of staff that can handle the number of ticket sales you're going to have? And that doesn't really become a factor because everybody, we talk about Liberty, 25,000 seats. They have a staff that can handle 25,000 seats. Penn State has a staff that can handle 110. So that's not a factor. The weather one's the one he should not have brought up. I don't understand what factor that plays. Who cares? It's football.
I mean, obviously the only way it's going to play a factor is getting in and out sometimes, I'm sure, in that part of the year. Yeah. In the Northeast. I can't believe at some point they're not going to run into some sort of snowstorm. But other than that, football's Todd, made to play in football weather, man.
I mean, Todd, I've traveled for basketball in the Big Ten for more than 30 years. Okay? 9 times out of 10, no issue. It's cold. It's rainy. It's snowing. Sometimes it's fine. Once in a while, they're more, okay, and sometimes the weather-related problem, you know, it's interesting. You know what? I'll give you a weather-related problem. Was at Michigan State this past year. And the weather-related problem was not at Michigan State. The weather-related problem was trying to get the plane from Texas to Michigan to get us because they were having an ice storm in Texas. That stuff happens. I mean, stuff like that happens all the time. Sometimes it's the ability to get the plane there to pick you up because of the weather they're experiencing, not what you're experiencing. But I've traveled in the Big Ten for basketball for 3+ decades. And 9 times out of 10, it's no problem in and out, regardless of what the weather. Who cares? I mean, and that's, we're talking about December, January, February, March. Not exactly the prime tourism season.
I guess my part about that is, you know, you guys are, in the general sense, are used to stuff like that. How used to, you know, the LSUs and the Alabamas of the world, are they used to getting to cold weather sites at that time of year?
Okay.
But
I have a 3-word answer for that.
Do I need to hit the dump button?
Nope. Not my problem.
Yes.
Okay. You want to play in the playoff? Get on the plane, figure it out. Okay. Every time, I mean, look, Penn State has been the home team, essentially, in the last 50 years, has been the home team in a bowl game, essentially, once. And that was the Pinstripe Bowl game against Boston College. All the other games. You know how many LSU fans, how many Ole Miss fans were at the Peach Bowl? How many Utah fans were at the Rose Bowl? How many Washington fans were at the Fiesta Bowl? How many Memphis fans were at the Cotton Bowl? Oh, come on. Yeah. So, yeah, you have a staff. Okay, we're at a point now in college sports where staffs are huge now. It's not a skeletal group that does this. You have an entire group where it's their job to map out travel. And in the Big Ten, everybody has to figure out at one point or another the ability to map out travel to get to Seattle, Eugene, and Los Angeles. And how you want to handle the trip as to when you leave, what time you want to arrive, everything like that. Which is a painstaking process. That's more difficult than figuring out a college football playoff game. My opinion. Because unless the college football playoff game's on the West Coast, which it could be, right? That's more difficult to figure out how to do with the logistics than it is to make a trip to Auburn. I'll give you Auburn. Auburn's a great example. Okay, why didn't Penn State stay in Auburn? They have hotels. They don't have a place big enough to accommodate a football team. So they stayed in Montgomery. It's only an hour away. Who cares? You get on the bus, get a police escort, you're good. Who cares? That's one. When it comes to the travel part of it, the people that do the logistics work really, really hard. Really hard. There's a lot of moving parts that they have to take care of. But as the people who are involved of sitting there, right, because of their hard work, we don't have to think about it. And if you stay an hour away from Auburn, or you stay in Michigan City an hour away from Notre Dame, or wherever, like, the entire attitude is, who cares? Like, okay, that's fine, who cares? Yeah? All right. That's pretty much the attitude of everybody going, oh, yeah, let's go. Let's go out there, win the game, let's leave. But you have to stay an hour away. So what? Yeah, I mean, that really is the attitude of everybody.
That police escort helps. I don't know if I'd want to negotiate stadium traffic an hour before the game without it.
1986, you'll love this. 1986, we stay in Bessemer, Alabama, which, by the way, is Bo Jackson's hometown. So we're staying in Bessemer. Flew in on a Friday night from Harrisburg, and the weather was just terrible. Wind, rain, everything. Planes all over the place, and the pilot does a brilliant job of calmly landing that plane. I remember getting off the plane, and Joe looked at me, and he goes, hey, Steve, that was pretty good. I said, yeah, tell me about it. I said, that guy, Morton earned his keep tonight. He was great. And the next day, we had to go from Bessemer to Tuscaloosa, which is about a 45-minute drive down, I want to say it's I-20. And so we have a police escort and the Alabama State Troopers. Todd, whether it's blocking exits or whether they put on a show. And all the players are looking out the bus. Look at this. Look at that. Wow. Whoa. Everybody likes weaving in, out, whatever. The player's like, this is great. The Penn State won the game 23-3. Like, okay. But the police escort, it was the show of shows. It was really good. And you're right. It really does help a lot. You are massively spoiled when you are in on a bus that is getting the police escort into the game. You are spoiled beyond words.
Even to get from Bowlesburg to Beaver Stadium without police escort for the visitor teams would be a punishment.
Well, Bear Bryant asked Joe one time about getting a police escort from Harrisburg up, and Joe said, geez, I don't think I can ask for that. This is back, 1981, when they came in here? And he says, geez, I don't know. Because obviously, Bear felt he could call somebody in the Alabama State Police and they'd have an entire group up here. He asked Joe about that. Joe says, geez, I don't know about that. Yeah, I mean, he asked. Because they flew into Harrisburg, then they stayed in Lewistown. When Bear was here, they stayed in Lewistown. They actually stayed in Burnham. So...
Didn't people used to stay in Williamsport, too?
Williamsport, I'm not sure. I know one time Ohio State had to stay at Altoona.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know why, but the circumstance was, but they had to stay there. I'll give you a good one. Right. Ohio State basketball comes in. And so I saw Paul Keels, and I said, hey, Paul, where'd you guys stay last night? He goes, oh, we stayed at the Hyatt. I said, Hyatt? Did you guys stay in Altoona? He goes, no, we stayed in downtown State College. I said, we have a Hyatt in downtown State College? I forgot they had just built the new center downtown, which includes a Target and everything like that. I forgot there's a Hyatt there. Like, oops. Sorry. Like, Hyatt? Really? Right. Then when Iowa came in last year, Gary Dolphin, who's Iowa's play-by-play guy, calls me up and he said, "Hey, Steve," he says, "how far is this place?" Because people had not been staying out there. He says, "How far away is this place from the stadium?" I said, "Where are you staying?" He said, "We're staying at the Wyndham." I said, "It's 4 miles." He goes, "Oh." He said, "Well, it's Bowlesburg." I said, "That's 4 miles, maybe five max." He goes, "Oh, okay." Then he said, "Well, where do we eat?" So I gave him the name of a restaurant that was relatively close by. It's very nice, very nice. And the next day he comes up to me and he says, "Hey, that restaurant thing was great. Mary Ferentz wants to thank you personally." I said, "No problem."
We went through there yesterday when I went to pick up my daughter from camp, and when you said that, I bet if they, whichever way they come in, it's very country as soon as you get out there. It's very rural. I bet it doesn't look like you're very close to Beaver Stadium.
Right. No, exactly. No, it doesn't. But the hotel is relatively new, and more teams are staying there, so, which is fine. All right, we'll take a break. Dennis Dodd, next half hour. Great to have you with us today on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Final half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right. Dennis Dodd this half hour. I know he's been out at Big 12 Media Days. Several things we want to talk to him about, including, once again, the all-important Prime, Coach Prime, meeting with the media yesterday. And as I said last season, and I've said a few times on the show, you have to give credit where credit's due. Because you could tell watching them early they had problems. And one of the keys to coaching is doing the best job you can to mask your issues. Well, guess what? Early in the season, they masked the issues. The problem was that you get video and your problems show up. Okay. And now they start to exploit them. And that's where they were last year. Now he says they've worked on, he said he decided he wanted to get skilled people first, which he did. He says now he's out there and he's been trying to take care of the trenches. Okay. Now we'll see how it works. But he's going to be a lightning rod for praise and criticism no matter what he does. And, of course, he was part of Big 12 Media Days yesterday and was the center of attention. He is very good at being the center of attention, by the way. But the only time I was ever around Deion Sanders, the only time I was ever around him, I couldn't believe how people gravitated toward him. Yeah, I sat back and went, geez. Wherever he goes, the crowd follows.
I watched the Yankees documentary on Peacock a couple weeks ago, and I had forgotten. I mean, I know he's been around a long time, but I realized he was on the Yankees in 1991.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I remember Tim McCarver roasting him about trying to play the World Series and the regular season with the Braves and the Falcons. But I guess that was part of the agreement he had with everybody. It allowed him to do it. It wasn't like he performed poorly. He didn't. All right. We'll take a break. That way we can have the full time with Dennis when we get a hold of him. And brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
From boating to camping, picnics to parties, Brewers Outlet has you covered with a refreshing selection of domestic, import, and craft beers. Quench your thirst with our tantalizing flavored slushies and spice things up with our pickle bar.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
So whether you're soaking up the sun or making waves on the water, raise a glass and say cheers to summer at Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the only place for true refreshments. And don't forget the pickle bar.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. So do we have Dennis yet?
We do, sir.
Well, that's great. And Dennis Dodd, we welcome you back to the show, sir. Welcome.
Steve, how are you?
Doing great. How interesting is it always to be around the Deion Sanders show when he gets the opportunity and the world gravitates toward him?
I'm kind of done with him in that That's what I wrote yesterday, sort of like, okay, now we have a track record. Going 27-6 to Jackson State is one thing. Great, FCS. 4-8, you know, one of the greatest Septembers ever, but then lost the last six, went 4-8. At some point, you know, substance is going to have to overcome flash. So, and that'll come real quick. His players yesterday were his son, Shador Sanders, at Big 12 Media Day, where I just came back from, was saying everybody that plays us, it's their Super Bowl. Really? 4-8? Not quite. So,
no.
He's going to have, at least in the eye of public opinion, I'm not speaking for Colorado fans, but you know what I'm talking about. You know, 4-8 is not going to cut it.
4-8 makes you the homecoming game. All right. I mean, seriously, like, we're everybody's big game. No, you're the homecoming game.
Right.
But Brett Yormark, who is aggressive, flamboyant at times, where does he stand on where the Big 12 is, and how closely does he take a look at the ACC situation?
Oh, I think he was purposefully saying on Tuesday, we're open for business again. We are clearly the third best conference. That was a shots fired at the ACC. I think he's willing to do anything and everything from Florida State as a single to the, you know, whatever's left of the ACC if Florida State finds a home, which, by the way, they don't have. That's one of the biggest questions going forward. They desperately want out. I think they're going to get out. It's just a matter of a monetary negotiation. But I've talked to several people. They don't have a home. The Big Ten doesn't want them. The SEC doesn't want them. The Big 12 would take them. But I think the fans would revolt if that means anything. But, it's going to be interesting.
It is going to be interesting because when I was down in Florida speaking to a couple of Penn State groups, I was asked about expansion again. And I said to the group, and I knew where it was coming from. I was speaking in Florida, so I knew we were talking about Florida State. And I said, don't you want to see how 18 works? I mean, there are logistical nightmares with making... Nobody's made 18 work yet because nobody's had 18 yet. And I think that's something that people don't take into account. You have to figure out how to make it work first.
Yeah, no, I think that's how those commissioners feel. You know, at some point, and my slide told me this long ago, the late, great SEC commissioner, Mike Slide, said, once you get past 16, it's not even a conference anymore. You know, you're just taking care of a corporation. And I think I figured out with 18 teams, each team misses 7 of its conference mates every year. So you can, you know, random scheduling, you can end up with the toughest schedule on earth, which Florida has these next 2 years, or have a real easy schedule and win 11. It's just a roll of the dice. So, yeah, they got to see how this works. Travel, you know, don't forget, the minor sports are involved here, too. And I know in the case of the Big Ten, I don't know if they've had a concrete discussion about it. They're just going to let them, you know, travel 3,000 miles to play games. I did a note earlier this year, real quick. UCLA football, because they're playing, at Hawaii, at LSU, Big Ten, will travel not the equivalent of 92% of the distance around the Earth. Cal will travel 89%. You know, if anybody cares. I don't think they do, but if anybody cares.
Right.
About the students.
I mean, it's amazing that the amount of travel they'll have to do.
Yeah.
And, for example, the longest trip is not Rutgers to Los Angeles, it's Rutgers to Seattle. You know, and people don't take that into account. Rich Clark, who's now the new head of the College Football Playoff Committee, was talking about, and I think he was talking about logistics, but he was talking about hosting a college football playoff game, and he brought up weather, he brought up hotels, and he brought up ticket sales. What do you think he meant by that? Was it a logistical comment? Was it a comment against the group of five? What was your interpretation?
I wasn't there for his availability at the Big 12. I was in with Dion with a network interview, not monitoring him. But I will get with him. But I think what he meant was, and I'll just give you the example here. Kansas, it's already been, I don't know if it's been written or not, but Kansas and Northwestern are the only two schools in the country that have scheduling conflicts with the CFP. And, you know, who cares, Northwestern? Who cares, Kansas? Well, for Kansas, at least that could happen.
Yeah.
They play their game. They play their home games, their four of their home games this year at Arrowhead Stadium, or the Chiefs place, or Billy Eilish Stadium.
Right.
If they somehow got into the playoff, they would absolutely have to play in that single game on December 20th, a Friday night, because the Chiefs play the next day against, I want to say, the Ravens. And that would be the only time they could play. And there's going to be more of that as we go through this. There are things you don't see. But I think he was talking about that. By the way, early returns on this guy, unbelievable. Plugged in, great ideas.
All right.
Thought things that you and I sit down with him. I think he's great.
Hey, good. That's good to hear, because I haven't had a chance to ever talk with him, so that's good to hear.
Yeah.
You talked about parity in the Big 12 being the potential strength for it. What was the sense you got from the coaches as to how closely grouped near the top some of those schools may be football-wise?
Well, since they haven't played yet and they lost Texas and Oklahoma, I think you've got the answer. We don't know yet. Utah's favored, and they should be. I think Utah's
going to be
a national power to come out of this league, but that's my opinion. But right now, it's Utah, Kansas State, Oklahoma State. Any of them could win. And my point in that story that just got posted this morning, I think, my point in that story is that these 16 teams are like the island of misfit toys, and I mean that in a good way, because they are 16 teams that nobody wants in realignment right now. And I mean that in a good way, which means security.
That's right.
Which means they can build something. You know, it's not the conference it was without Texas and Oklahoma, but hey, look at Oklahoma State, where Mike Gundy's been there 19 years and won 166 games, or Utah. Kyle Whittingham they're one of the most physical teams in the country. Could play in the SEC or Big Ten easily, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna be a good story. So that's what I meant like that. And the bigger picture, it's gonna be fun to see who comes out of there, because somebody's got to win that league, and whoever wins it is going to be in the playoff playing for a championship, and that team probably has never done anything like that before. Utah hasn't. Kansas certainly hasn't. Kansas State hasn't. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, and, you know, and of course, I did the Rose Bowl with Utah, and I saw enough tape.
Yeah.
They play like a Big Ten team, and they've got a quarterback with the guts of Cam Rising. Was he in his 17th, 18th year? No, I'm just kidding.
Seventh
year.
Steve, he's so old. Remember the big story last year where Utah players all got pickups?
Yes.
Wasn't that Utah?
Yes, it was Utah. Yeah.
He's so old and plugged in on NIL, he's got his own better car deal. He doesn't need the deal where every player on the team gets a car. He told me that yesterday. He's got his own deal.
I think he has his own mortgage, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, how interesting is this month for you? Because, I mean, it's a month of interviews and getting everybody plugged in. But how interesting is it for you, considering all the conferences get out there at the same time in a spread-out way to get their messages out?
Well, one, it's exhausting. Nobody cares about that, though.
I do.
Because Big 12, SEC, Big 10 in succeeding weeks, I did set a personal record Tuesday, Wednesday, three conference media days, 30 total teams, 22% of FBS in 2 days. And that included last night, Oregon State, Washington State, open bar, happy hour, media day with the Bees and Cougs.
There you go.
Back
Very nice. Very nice. Pac-12 style and very easy to get to everybody. There's two of them.
When you're renting a room at the Bellagio, that was easy to get to.
Yeah. Now, as you mentioned, that was in Las Vegas as well. But
yep.
Las Vegas has been, because the Pac-12 is no longer really in business except for the two schools. Did your mark send a message by getting the Big 12 media day in Las Vegas?
No, that had nothing to do with that. He loves Las Vegas. I think one day he wants to move the championship game there.
Yeah.
He thinks that he'll get more attention there. I'm speaking for him. I don't necessarily agree, yeah. But that was that. Yeah, it was interesting. Deion Sanders didn't show up last year in Vegas for the Pac-12 media day, but he did for his new league.
Well, in fact, that's what was actually what I was alluding to, the message part. Hey, we'd like to have the championship game here one day. I mean,
I think so. Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's here. I'm back home in Kansas City. It's a tradition here, and he personally really likes it. I don't think he's going to move it anytime soon, but I do think, and Dallas has been great, but Las Vegas, he loves the glitz. He loves he loves the showgirls, because he had showgirls meeting us as greeters. The unwashed media coming in.
Big Ten has a couple of security guys.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Where's your ID?
Yeah, exactly. He's got showgirls.
Right.
They got the two guys Rodney Dangerfield brought over in Caddyshack to get money from Ted Knight.
Yeah. Hey, Rocco, help the doctor find his wallet.
And on that note, that's the mic drop.
That's it.
That's it. Dennis, we will talk later. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports. That was the mic drop right there. Moose Rocco. Help that judge find his wallet. That was good. You know, the last time I saw that in real life, they were going over to the suit.
And it was a miniature golf course.
And not only that, but as usual, when they opened it up, moths flew out. When it comes to, like, maybe putting a few coins down on a wager, he's free to do that. When it comes to the rest of us, every time the check comes out, for some odd reason, he has to go to the bathroom.
Or he forgot his wallet.
Same thing.